弟兄姐妹，大家平安，大家早。
Jesus has spent a long time to bring this very, very important message to his disciples.
耶稣花了一个很长的时间，要告诉我们这个很重要的一个信息。
Even before the message, he performed a humongous miracle.
传讲这个信息的时候呢，他行了一个神迹。
Through a 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus fed more than 5,000 men.
他行了五饼二鱼的神迹，喂了超过五千个人。
And that's why it draw many people to him.
因此他吸引了很多人到他面前来。
He took this opportunity to bring this very important message to them.
因此他借着这个机会要告诉人这个很重要的信息。
How important was this message?
这个信息怎么个重要呢？
It's almost as important as the foundation of the church.
它这个信息重要就是有跟教会的基础是有关的。
And that's why through 2,000 years, the church, his church, stands still.
2,000 多年来，神的教会仍然坚固。
But why he took so long to bring up this message?
为什么他要花这么长的时间，这么久的时间来讲这个信息呢？
Because it's so difficult to comprehend.
因为对我们来讲，有时候是很不容易去明白的。
And we have gone through series about this message.
我们一系列已经谈到这方面的信息。
Jesus was the best teacher.
耶稣是一个很好的老师。
最好的。
最好的老师。
I'm incapable. That's why I need to spend so many time to explain.
我花了很多的时间要来向你们解释。
And I try to follow what he said, not what I want to tell you.
我试着要来阐明耶稣要告诉我们的，而不是我要告诉你们的。
And the last time, he actually more explanation, actually more brought more confusion to the Jews.
上一次 他所谈的呢会也造成了一些犹太人的困惑。
And the last time he mentioned that I am the living bread that came down from heaven.
上次谈到约翰福音第六章五十一节，他说我是从天上降下来生命的粮。
And he proclaimed, if anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever.
宣告他说，人若吃这个粮，就必永远活着。
And then he said, this bread is my flesh,
我所要吃的粮呢，就是我的肉，
which I will give for the life of the world.
是为世人的生命所赐的。
And the very last illustration actually brought a kind of a commotion among Jews.
上次他这样讲的时候，造成了犹太人之间的一个震动。
This bread is my flesh,
我所要吃的粮就是我的肉。
My flesh,
我的肉。
And he said, if the people eat this bread, will live forever.
你若吃这个粮呢，就必永远活着。
So literally, he said, if you eat my flesh, you will live forever.
字句上我们看到他是说，你若真的吃这个粮，就必永远活着。
So today's message is Jesus' flesh.And blood is the bread of life.
今天的信息是讲到主的肉，主的血是生命的粮。
So once he brought up to eat my flesh, that bring up a lot of argument among Jews.
当他讲到说要吃他的肉的时候呢，犹太人就彼此的争论。
And verse 52 this illustrates it. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves.
因此犹太人彼此争论。
How can this man give us his flesh to eat?
他说这个人怎么能够把他的肉给我们吃呢？
Even nowadays, if you heard this message, Jesus said, eat my flesh, otherwise...
其实今天呢，你们听到这个信息，要吃神，基督耶稣的肉。
Is that a barbarian teaching?
听起来像是一个野蛮人的信息。
To eat somebody's flesh.
吃一个人的肉。
So, Jews respond, I think, is in the reasonable way. How can this man ask us to eat his flesh?
犹太人其实他是在一个很合理的范围里面，他这样子去思考，他说这个人怎么把他的肉给我们吃呢？
Instead of more explanation, but actually Jesus brought even more confusion.
耶稣在下次的接下来的讨论，他更带给他们更多的困惑。
Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you."
接着耶稣又说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。
That means if you do not eat my flesh and also drink my blood, you have no life.
也就是说，你如果不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。
Remember, the last word he said is "eat my flesh."
记得他说的吃我的肉。
Now it's even go further.
现在他又接下去下一步，他又说
hey, "drink my blood."
喝我的血。
Could you imagine?
你能想象吗？
And then he continued, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up."
接着又说，吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
And he is talking to us now.
现在他仍然这样子对我们说。
If you do not eat my flesh, if you do not drink my blood, you have no life.
耶稣说，你若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，你就没有生命在你里面。
But if you eat Jesus' flesh and if you drink Jesus' blood, then you have eternal life.
若吃人子的肉，喝人子的血，你里面就有永生。
A reasonable question will be like this.
一个合理的问题。
I did not eat Jesus' flesh. I did not drink Jesus' blood in the past. I'm still living.
我们会在一个合理的范围会思考，我并没有吃人子的肉，我没有喝人子的血，我还是活着啊。
I had life in me.
我有生命在我里面啊。
Even without eating Jesus' flesh and drinking Jesus' blood.
即使没有吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，我仍然有，还是活着。
I can eat, I can drink, I can work.
我又吃喝，我又工作。
I can even marry.
我还可以嫁娶。
I'm still alive without eating his flesh and blood. So apparently Jesus is talking about different life.
显然耶稣讲到生命是一个不同的生命。
He's not talking the life we have.
他不是在讲我们现在思考范围里面所想的生命。
Allow me to illustrate. A fish live free and happy under the water.
一个例子，鱼在水里面是一个会过着很快乐的生活，因为活在它在水里面生活。
But once he get on to the shore, up to the land, it turned out miserable and maybe cost his life.
他一旦到岸上的时候，这个鱼就没有办法生存。
So the fish got the life in the water.
所以我们知道鱼在水里面它是可以活着的，是有生命的。
But the fish does not have life in on the land.
但是它在陆地上，它就没有办法有生命活着。
We all of us, we have the life to live in this world.
我们在这世上，我们有世上的生命，地上的生命。
But once get into the heaven, we cannot survive there.
但是我们没有天上的生命。
Because we don't have the life.For heaven.
因为我们在天堂没有天上的生命。
So there is a life we call earthly life.
然后属地的生命。
But there is another life we call heavenly life or spiritual life.
另外一个生命是属灵的生命，就是属天的生命。
Once again, if we want to give a definition for life,
我们现在再次讲到生命的定义是什么。
As a matter of fact, life.Need to bring up with meaning and value.
生命应该是有意义，而且是有价值的。
But then, how we define the meaning and value?
那我们如何去定义呢？有意义、有价值的生命呢？
Then we need to see what is the subject and what is the object.
那我们要从什么叫一个主体的、一个客体的？
Then let me bring up an example.
那我们举一个例子。
For you, if your parents become the subject.
以我们来讲，你们父母呢，就是我们的主体。
An only subject for your life.
在你的生活里面呢，他是你的主体。
Then whatever you do, please them and satisfy them, then your life become meaningful and valuable because they are the only subject.
你会觉得你的生命有意义、有价值，因为你取悦你的父母。
But that subject can be changed or even disappeared.
但是你所根据的这个主体呢，会改变，而且也会消失的。
Because your parent may get old and pass away.
你的父母有一天他会离开。
If your parent become your only subject, then after they disappear, then your life may be turned into meaningless.
如果你的父母有一天离开的时候呢，你会觉得你的生命似乎就没有价值，也没有意义。
Try to remember.This very subject for our life continues to change.
那我们思考一下这个主体，我们所依靠这个主体，它会慢慢的去改变的。
Maybe at the very beginning was your parents.
或许可能第一刚开始的是这个主体是你的父母。
Maybe later is your teacher.
或许是你的老师。
Maybe friends.
接着可能也是你的同学、
maybe、
朋友。
Maybe later your boyfriend or girlfriend.
或者是你的男女朋友。
Or later your spouse.
或者是你的另外一个配偶。
Maybe later the subject turn out to your children.
或许这个主体也会变成是你的儿女。
Maybe turn to your career.
会变成转变成你的事业，你的工作。
Or maybe position.
或者在工作岗位上的位置。
So the subject continue to change.
所以这个主体呢会不断的在改变。
And we need to also change to satisfy that subject.
同时我们也会不断的在改变，为了要取悦于这个我们所依靠的这个主体。
And that is why we do not experience the real peace in us.
常常我们没有办法真正的经历到里面的安息、平安。
Because the subject continue to change, and you don't know how to fit or adjust.
因为这个主体不断的改变，你不知道怎么去调试、调整你自己。
Then, if we live the life on earthly, that subject continues to change, that is a miserable life.
我们的属地的生命如果一直跟着这个主体跑的话，我们的生活不会是有平安的。
That is the reason why, once we find the subject, the only subject is God, then our life totally changes.
我们必须要调整我们自己。如果我们把主当作我们是一个主体，是我们所依靠的，这样我们的生活就有意义、有价值。
Because God never change.
因为我们的主他是永远不改变的主。
So then you focus only on Him.
如果你真正的专注于他
，As long as you let Him happy and pleased with you, you will be okay.
试着让我们的生活里面能够蒙主喜悦，你的生活就有意义。
Then, if we turn into God is the only subject for our life, then something will change about our value, our way of thinking.
如果呢，我们把这个主体转移向我们的主，我们的生活就会有意义，同时我们的思考的思维也会有改变的。
So you regard God as so important. Everything is need to link to Him. Otherwise, there is no meaning. There is no value.
如果尊主为大，认为常常在思考主所想的，你的生活就会有意义、有价值。
In return, then God look at you.
往回来，主耶稣他要怎么看着你
？Because you continue to link to Him. He see you. He see the relationship. that you are living in front of him.
因为你的生活跟他有连结，他看着你的时候呢，知道
你是活的。
你是活的。
Then this called eternal life.
就所谓的永恒的生命。
Because you and the in God, the bond, the relationship never disappear.
因为你跟主的关系呢是不会消失的。
So from God's point of view, you are alive, you are living.
神看你是活的。
And that explains these two verses.
就解释了这两个经节。
Jesus said, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, there is no life in you.
你若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命。
So if you don't eat his flesh and drink his blood, from God's point of view, look at you, you are dead.
不吃人子的肉，不吃人的血，从神的眼光看，你是没有永生的。
You are as dead as a dead fish.
就像一个死的人一样。
Even though you can work, you can do this and that, but God look at you, you are totally dead.
你的生活是吃喝嫁娶，你在神的眼光呢，你仍然是一个死。
That's why God said, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you are dead.
耶稣说，你若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，你就是死的。
But if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have eternal life.
但是你吃人子的肉，喝人子的血，你就有永生。
And this eternal life will be verified when the last day comes.
在末日，我要叫他复活。
So after this proclamation, Jesus continued.
宣告以后，耶稣接着说
：“For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink.
我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
”He want to reconfirm to the disciple.
他对门徒还要再次的这样的确认。
He seems to say, "Don't get confused."Don't be hesitant. It's true. My flesh, you can eat it. It's a real food. My blood is a real drink. You can drink it.
对着门徒说，不要困惑。是的，我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
So hopefully we are confirmed.
盼望我们也都要这样的确认，确信。
Then he said, whoever eats my flesh and drink my blood,remains in me and I in him.
接着他又说，吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
So he want to tell us what happened after you eat his flesh and drink his blood.
接下来他告诉我们，藏在他里面，我也藏在他里面，是怎么回事？
After you eat his flesh and drink his blood, something will happen.
他说，吃我肉喝我血的人会有事情，会有改变的。
That result will be you, Jesus will remain in you.
这个改变呢，就是说耶稣会在你里面。
And then you in Jesus.
你也会在耶稣里面。
What this means?
这是什么意思呢？
If you live by yourself in a house for quite a while.
举个例，你一个人住在一个房子里面住了一段时间。
And then next day, a new person moves in the house.
有一天有一个人搬进来。
And then you two stay together.
你们两个人就住在一个房子里面。
Then I should ask you a very simple question. After a couple of weeks,You don't sense any changes.
我想问你们一两个礼拜以后，你会不会觉得没有什么改变呢？
Is it possible?
可能吗？
Is it a new person move in to stay with you for a couple of weeks and you don't sense any changes?
你会觉得一个人搬进来跟你一起同住的时候，你不会觉得有改变吗？
Is it possible?
这是可能的事吗？
It's impossible, right?
这是不可能的。
Maybe that turned out a happy ending.
或许你们会过着一个 很和谐的生活。
Because that person brings a lot of happiness and joy to you. But it may bring you a lot of pain and trouble. You don't get along well. You may argue and quarrel. Because there's a new person stay with you day by day.
有一个人跟你住在一起, 每天跟你生活在一起。
That person's habit or hobby quite different from yours.
或许那个人的个性, 有一些喜好是跟你不同的。
And to stay together, there is a lot of compromise or conflict.
住在一起要有很多的配合。
That is what Jesus wants to tell us.
耶稣在这里要试着告诉我们,
if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, then you will experience now I stay and I live with you.
告诉我们你若吃人子的若喝人的血耶稣就会在你里面。
And you will start to experience a new person live with you.
你会经历到新的人在你里面。
As a matter of fact, two persons want to live together. The most important thing is the faith to each other.
其实两个人要生活在一起,
最重要就是彼此的互信。 I trust you and you trust me.
我相信你, 你也信任我。
And that's why Jesus brings this up. If you eat his flesh and drink his blood, only faith can keep us together.
耶稣在这里要告诉我们, 就是你吃人子的血和人子的血。
Okay, allow me to roll it back. Jesus started like, if you do not eat my flesh and drink my blood, there's no life in you.
让我再重复刚刚所说的, 你如果不吃我的肉,不吃我的血, 就没有生命在你里面。
But if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have not only life, but eternal life.
你如果吃我的肉,喝我的血, 你不只有生命在里头, 也有永生在你里面。
And furthermore, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, then you remain in me and I remain in you.
而且你吃我肉,喝我血的人, 你会藏在我里面, 我也藏在你里面。
Okay, so now I can bring up a question for everyone.
现在我问大家一个问题。
If you have eaten Jesus' flesh and have drunk Jesus' blood, could you raise your hand?
问大家问题, 你如果吃主的肉, 喝主的血的人, 请你举手。
Okay. Wow. So we have very, very few barbarians here.
这里好几个野蛮人, 吃主的肉, 喝主的血。
But you have what? You have eternal life.
但是你里面有永生。
But if never eat Jesus' flesh, never drink his blood, you do not have life.
如果没有吃他的肉,喝他的血,你没有生命在你里面。
Wow, that's very critical. That is very important.
是一个非常重要的。
That's why Jesus spent such a long time to explain to his disciples.
耶稣他花了这么长的时间就是为了要传递这个信息。
Maybe after his explanation, the disciple will ask one question, how you can tell us, or how can you be so sure?
耶稣讲了这段信息, 或许犹太人会说, 你怎么肯定, 你怎么有这样的确定, 说这样的信息?
Based on what?
你是根据什么?
So Jesus explained.
接着耶稣就这样来解释。
Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father.
永活的父怎样差我来, 我又因父活着。
So the one who feeds on me will live because of me.
照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。
Over here, Jesus brought up a new concept to them.
在这里耶稣讲了一个很新的信息告诉他们。
He talking about his father.
讲到他的父,
he talked about his father as living father.
讲他的父是一个永活的父。
Father God, how we comprehend about Jesus' Father?
我们怎么去了解 这位永活的父呢？
Father God is living Father.
这个父亲是永活的父。
That means within Father, everything is life.
就是说在父里面呢，充满了生命。
Within Father, there is no death.
充满了生命，没有死亡。
And that is why when Jesus talked about the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob is not a dead person God.
就讲到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神
is a living God.
是永活的父神。
Because at that time when Jesus brought up this, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob passed away 100 years ago.
耶稣讲到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神是讲千年以前的事情。
But then he said, no, he is a God of living. That's why Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob still live.
说亚伯、以撒、雅各的神，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神是永活的。他们所信的神是永活的。
Why? Because they are in Father. They are with Father.
他们现在已经跟父同在。
So anyone who live in front of Father, that means you have life. Over there, there is no death.
就是说，你如果活在主里面呢，你就没有死亡，你有生命。
And that's why he said, "The living Father sent me. I came from there."
因此他在说，永活的父怎样差我来
？I came from the place is full of life. That's why I came with life.
我是从父那里来的，所以耶稣说他自己也是充满了生命。
That's why he said, I live because of the Father.
他说我又因父活着。
Father God is full of life, and I came from there, so I still got the life from there.
父里面充满了生命，没有死亡，我是从父那里来的。
So then he said, so the one, whoever, who feeds on me, who eats me, drink me, will live.
因为耶稣他自己里面充满了生命，照样吃他肉的人也要因他活着。
The Father God full of life, and I came from the full of life Father, so I got full of life here. And whoever eats me, you have the full of life in you.
讲到耶稣跟父的关系，因为父是永活的父，在他里面充满了生命。耶稣是从父来的。
And that's why Jesus proclaimed this very truth.
耶稣在这里也宣告这样的一个真理。
This is the bread that came down from heaven.
这就是从天上降下来的粮。
Jews, your fathers ate manna and died, but who feeds on this bread will live forever.
吃这粮的人就永远活着，不像你们的祖宗吃过玛纳还是死了。
Even nowadays, Jews still very proud about their ancestor. They ate manna coming down from heaven.Sky, because God fed their forefathers.
到现在，犹太人还是觉得很骄傲的，就是他们的祖宗吃过玛拿。
Because their forefather wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, God fed them with manna.
他们在旷野四十年的时候，耶和华赐给他们玛拿。
But Jesus said, "This is nothing at all."
不算什么。
Because your forefather ate manna, and then they still died.
因为你们的祖宗吃过玛拿，他们还是死了。
But I came from the living Father.
我是从永活的父那里来的。
In me, full of life.
在我里面是充满了永活父的生命。
So you eat my flesh and drink my blood, then you will have the life.
你若吃我肉，喝我血的。你就有生命在你里面。
So brothers and sisters, we need to be absolutely sure.
弟兄姐妹，我们要有这样的一个确信。
You eat his flesh and drink his blood.
你要吃耶稣的肉，喝耶稣的血。
And he said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum.
这些话是耶稣在加百农会堂里面教训人说的。
So he, in the Bible, he pinpoints the time and the location.
在这圣经里面，主耶稣讲到地点、时间。
And this is a history record.
在历史上有记录的。
So again, maybe today after the sermon, a portion of people will feel very disappointed, and some will feel uplifted.
可能今天的信息以后，有人会觉得很失望，有的人会灵里面会被它提升起来。
For those you are so sure that you have eaten Jesus' flesh and drunk Jesus' blood, you will be uplifted.
当中你觉得你认为你有吃过耶稣的血，吃过他的肉喝他的血，你的灵里应该要被提起来。
But without Jesus' flesh and blood, maybe you feel a little bit miserable.
或许你没有吃过耶稣的肉喝他的血，你或许会觉得很沮丧。
But let's not stop here, because this is another conclusion.
这个不是一个结束。
Next Sunday, we will bring up the conclusion, the finale, the final.
下一次的信息将要讲到一个最后的一个结束。
So hopefully we'll bring the good, the best news for everyone.
盼望能够带来更多更好的信息给大家。
So let's go over again. Whoever does not eat my flesh and drink my blood has no life in him.
再来复习一下，第一个讲到不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命。
I hope you remember what Jesus said. This is not what I said.
我希望你们能够记得，这是耶稣说的，不是我说的。
And then he said, "Whoever eats my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life."
接着他又说，吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生。
And then he said, "Whoever eats my flesh and drink my blood remains in me, and I in him."
三点他说到，吃我肉喝我血的人会藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
And the final one is, "Living Father sent me, and I live, and who feeds on me will live because of me."
最后一点，他说，永活的父差我来，因我因父活着，吃我肉的人也要因我活着。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。